She said, if a wife gives her husband all his rights, but the husband is not satisfied and is always finding faults, what should a wife do? I mean, she says the husband is practicing, but he deals with the wife as if she's owned by him, she's a piece of property.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفى. All praise due to Allah, we praise him and we seek his help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May the best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah the Almighty said in the Quran, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And this is a great ayah that's used as a reference in that regard, which means they do have rights. The wives, women, they do have rights similar to that which they are due upon them. So there are rights and there are duties. And each one of them must take care of his duties in order to gain his or her rights as well. Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَتَزَيَّنُ لِزَوْجَتِي كَمَا أُحِبُّ أَن تَتَزَيَّنَ لِي. He said, I swear that I adorn myself for my wife exactly as I like her to adorn herself for me. It's not only that the wife who should adorn herself and smell nice and look nice, also the man should dress nice and smell nice before her at home. And this is an indication that this is one of the things which many people neglect. They think it's only the woman who should adorn herself for the husband. It's both. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every one of you is a guardian, he did not exempt anyone. Rather, he specified, he said, الرَّجُلُ فِي بَيْتِهِ رَاعٍ وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. A man, the family father, is a guardian, and he will be asked about all of those who are under his guardianship, including his wife. And also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالْمَرْأَةُ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا رَاعِيَةٌ وَهِيَ مَسْؤُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا. And the wife too is a guardian at her house. Guardian on those who are under her guardianship, the children, the maid, the responsibilities, her husband's wealth. So both of them do have rights, and they owe duties to offer towards the other party. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ أَحْسَنُكُمْ خُلُقًا وَخَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best of you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is best in manners. And the best of all of you is the one who is best towards his spouse, his wife, and the wife towards her husband, the children, and so forth. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concluded the next. He said, "And I'm the best of all of you because I'm the best to his family." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Aisha radiyallahu taala anha ardaha was asked about the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his behavior at home, she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." He was the best to his wives because his manners were driven and were taken from the Qur'an. Similarly, should be the behavior of every Muslim, male or a female. If the husband is going to pick on every little thing that the wife might do, then I would like to remind you with the following. First, a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها الآخر. Which means that a believer should not dislike his wife, his spouse, if he does not like an attitude or a certain behavior from her. There are other many things that you should focus on the bright side, on the positives, not on the negatives. The second, remember that you too are not perfect. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءٍ. So do not ask anybody to be perfect towards you while you yourself is not perfect nor infallible. Because Al-Ma'soom was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away. So we should keep in mind, in order to have peace and tranquility in our marriage and maintain our marriage life, that we have to skip things and drop things and act and pretend that you did not notice. Do not hold a court at home for every little thing that happens. And remember that you too are full of shortcomings by nature. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم before his death advised the entire ummah at large with certain specific practices. Amongst them, due to their importance, he said, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا. استوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإنهن عوان عندكم. Be kind to your women, to your wives. They are your assistants in this life. They are not your slaves. They are not your maids. And they are similar to being captive in your house because you are the husband. You have the guardianship over them. What we call it, al-qiwama. So we should not abuse that. As I said, and as I always say, this is a general advice because I expect the husband one day to pick up the phone and say, this is not the case. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm the one who's too nice to her and she's too rude to me. So this is a general advice to advise myself at first. Then my wife who could be watching right now, Jamil and his spouse and the entire ummah. The advices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, the reciter, the reader, the audience should first apply them to themselves.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.